Hurricane Michael continues to approach the panhandle of Florida with winds of 150 miles an hour. First Lady Melania Trump sat down with ABC News. She was asked about men who are accused of sexual assault.
We need to show the evidence. You cannot just say to somebody, I was, you know, sexually assaulted, and or you did that to me, or because sometimes the media goes too far, and the way they portray some stories, it's not correct. It's not right.
The entire Melania Trump interview will be airing Friday night on ABC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reid Hoffman is one of Silicon Valley's most high-profile investors. He was an early investor in Facebook and also the co-founder of LinkedIn. Hoffman was on CBS This Morning and said when you build a company up, a startup has to be fast. He explained why.
The reason why you want this is the modern way that you build massive companies. If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at a lot of these companies that 10 years ago were ideas, back of napkins, tiny, and now are global transformational companies.
Hoffman also talks about how being able to adapt is key for a startup.
You have to understand that you're not going to, it's not going to have this comfortable inefficiency where you learn it and just iterate slowly. You're going to be doing massive changes every 6 to 12 months, including in how you run the company. And so by embracing chaos and knowing that we are going to be kind of running in a way that looks totally chaotic, but we're doing though in order to get to be the first to scale, is the way that you actually succeed.
This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
Former White House aide Dina Powell is a top candidate to replace Nikki Haley as ambassador to the United Nations. Now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee joined Fox Business and talked about what Haley brought to the table.
Nikki Haley did a terrific job of representing the spirit of the president in saying, America's not going to go around apologizing. We're a strong nation. We put America first. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to capitulate to all these pipsqueak nations that want to somehow make us feel guilty because we're prosperous. And I don't know of anyone who's ever been more effective as the U.N. ambassador than Nikki Haley in simply saying, folks, if you want to criticize the U.S., then maybe we'll quit writing checks to your government. Good for her.
A former big city mayor and possible presidential contender switches parties again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg announcing on Instagram on Wednesday morning he's officially a Democrat again. Bloomberg was elected twice as New York mayor as a Republican starting in 2001, before then becoming an independent for his third term as mayor. Bloomberg's latest move is widely seen as a prelude to possibly running for the White House in 2020 to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when the U.S. Naval Academy opens in Annapolis, Maryland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We're going to find somebody who can tell us if it is. 3:16.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families.
I just want to make sure it's actually streaming.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a great day. Just like to give you an update on the forecast. This afternoon, slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 80, 20% chance of precipitation. On Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then showers between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., then showers possibly, and a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain and with a high of 78. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm before midnight. on Thursday night, 80% chance of rain, low about 56. Friday, chance of showers before 9 a.m., mostly sunny, however, with a high of 63. Then mostly clear with a low around 45 on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 58. And then mostly clear with a low of 40 on Saturday night. And then Sunday, mostly sunny all day, the high of 61. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 50. So you can see our weather. We're starting to get into that cooler weather. I like it. I can't wait. Right now it's so hot. It's like 83 degrees and so humid. But anyway, so this is Talented People. We'll be right back. My guest today is Bart Jackson. I'm sure you probably recognize his name. He is the host of The Art of the CEO. He's got several books out, Bart's books, Prometheus Publishing. We're talking also about The CEO of Yourself, his new book out. So stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to Talented People, streaming live on Facebook. From the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office building in Flemington, New Jersey, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest is my dear friend, Bart Jackson. We've known each other for 10-plus years now. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Is that crazy?
And 10 beautiful years they have been.
They have been. Uh-huh. Yeah. I love Bart so much. So Bart, he's the host of the Art of the CEO radio show. He's got several books out. He's going to tell us all about them. Why don't you just tell us about yourself? That way you can make it as extraordinary as it is.
Well, when they ask me to give an elevator pitch, they say, "What do you do?" I say, "I write stuff, and I publish other people's stuff." And that's it. I always like that as a pitch because it does sort of beg a question. And the idea is the stuff I write comes from all over the globe. I travel a lot, and what I find I've tried spent my whole life trying to do, both as a journalist and now as the radio show host and publisher, is to bring to light those people who are doing something that is both admirable and enviable and will hold up for you a way that you might model yourself and find yourself a little richer life. So that's what I do.
Yeah, and you do it so well. How many people have you interviewed over the years?
Oh, Lord. At one point, during the height of my freelancing career, I was turning out 150 articles a year. It would have to be over 10,000 people. And what I have found through all of it,
10,000 people,
is I have met people I don't like, unlike Will Rogers, but I have never met anyone who didn't have some fascinating story to tell.
Isn't that
interesting? Even if they don't think it's fascinating, the rest of the world does.
So give us an example.
I will tell you, man, he worked his way up at the GM plant from security into the head of shipping and receiving at the GM plant. yawn. Frankly, who gives a... Well, what was so fascinating was when he took over, they were just starting just-in-time manufacturing. What that means is our transportation system had become so great and so fabulous that we were doing away with warehouses. All the companies were doing away with warehouses and having stuff arrive just in time. For to go right on the assembly line.
Yeah.
And he was responsible for all this. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there at a cocktail party, and I said, Butch, this is fascinating stuff. And I took it and I wrote it up in an article. People absolutely adored it. But he, because it was his life, his daily thing, you know, I wake up every morning and I do this. So he didn't see it as fascinating, but the rest of the world wanted to know. I wanted to know.
So you wrote about this back then, like 20 years ago?
Yeah, I wrote about that, yeah.
I remember being...
I'm so old, if my underwear wasn't starched, I'd cave in.
No, I remember when the term came out, because my husband's in procurement, and that's what the manufacturing lines and everything are all about. So when Just-in-Time came out, everybody was like, huh? You were probably writing the stories that made us all reading the stories want to know more.
Oh, yes. I wrote
especially if you knew the guy. I can't believe this.
I wrote a computing story once for the Economics magazine that had come up with a search engine where you could actually misspell something and it could still find it. Wasn't that amazing? And that was like the late 80s or early
90s.
And, yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
And, but I think one of the things that we forget is today's immediate sense of wonder. There are fabulous new things coming out all the time. And also, then there are fabulous old things that are coming out that we are just uncovering. I just came back from Australia where I work. If you go up to the northern part, Darwin, there are Aborigines living the old life. They have the longest continuous culture in the world, 60,000 years. I'm standing there looking at a cave painting that was done 60,000 years ago that's operating the same myth. What did I learn from these people? I learned that this culture, the Aboriginal culture, does not have private property. And so when the capitalists first came in and they wanted to hire Aborigines, they'd hire one and he would just give everything to everybody else. And this is, you know, capitalism. You can't do that. You have to keep it. You have to be greedy. And they found no incentive for anyone to work. Because why? Because they believe in sharing. Different cultures. There's the old stories, which are worth resurrecting. And there's the new, marvelous things that are the wonder of the moment.
I agree. That was much fun to listen to. I'm just thinking about the two things that you said, both the just-in-time and the story about the being able to similarly confusing make use of the words that which we use all the time now.
Right.
That's so cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is nice to know that we don't have to spell anything and we can still find it.
And we don't need to remember phone numbers, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't have to do that we should have to do. Anyway, it's already 3:13. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Bart Jackson. He's my guest on Talented People today. We're going to go to our break, and we'll be right back to learn more about Bart. Thanks for watching.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to the show. Talented People, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day. It's so nice out today, actually, for being October 10th. It's 83 degrees, and it's kind of gotten...
gorgeous autumnal day. Persephone is getting ready for all her splendors wide to fling.
And we have had most awful weather all summer, so it's like just a little bit of sun does so much, right?
Oh, this is the sort of weather that could have given a clown a droopy smile. This is bad stuff, and it what's the old saying? It has the charm of a blood gorged tick. I think that's I don't like that.
Very vigilant.
Anyway, that's
good.
The weather has really dampened. People when you talk to them, right?
Did you see my Facebook post at all with my liquid chlorine? I've been on a complete rampage with liquid chlorine because you know from their pools.
Yes, vividly.
At Home Depot, they have this 3-pack thing for 3 gallons for $9.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I did all my shutters because everything turned so green with all the rain.
Uh-huh.
Instant gratification. Sorry. Anyway. Let's talk about you and about the book. Again, my guest is Bart Jackson. He is the author of the new book out, in addition to many others, called The CEO of Yourself. And he also hosts the radio show, The Art of the CEO. I want to just ask you to tell us a little bit about, you know, when you talk about people attacking their careers and that they have to do it their own way, personally, getting totally into only themselves and not comparing against others. Is that right?
Well, actually, and it must be individual. The whole thing about having a career has changed. It's different from what it was. Number one, I'm going to give you the millennial secret right off. This is something the millennials know that the rest of us have somehow forgotten. Number one, you're going to probably live to 100 years. Not me, because I'm going to be shot by a jealous husband, no doubt. But anyway, you're going to live a long time. So I meet this marvelous woman, Nikki. I won't give her last name.
Okay.
Nikki, I watched her grow up. She went to a junior college, went to the Midwest, and in Cleveland found a television station. She went from assistant to from associate to assistant producer to producer. She came in, did a wonderful job with this. She was a rising star in this. And then I met her a year or two later, back in Cranberry, New Jersey, where I knew her originally. And she'd come home, and she was looking for something new. Why? Because she'd done it. When Social Security first came out, the average man was living to 62, and the average woman was living to 65. That was 1933. We still go under this career for life image. What are you going to do with your life? That was when your career was probably about 20 to 25 years worth of work. Now, you may have 60 years of work in front of you.
Absolutely.
And so you want to change it. So they know this. They will shoot the moon. And we look at the millennials and say, why don't you focus? And focus is an attempt to gain seriousness by banishing joy. It's no fun. So anyway, you want to find in your career, you want to get that millennial secret. You want to know, this is where I am going. today for as long as the ride takes me, and then it'll stop and I can get off. I really can. I don't have to do it forever. So, yes, that's one thing.
Wow.
And there is another thing that I would just like to bring in, and that is when you are looking for your career.
Okay.
When you seek it, you have to be everyone tells you to be very, very aware of your strengths and your powers. And this is true. I say that. Find what you like. Find what you enjoy doing. But find your strengths. But also, find this. Find the way you best do it. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about a friend of mine.
I love the stories. Go on.
Oh, yeah. This one is great because it just happened.
Okay.
And it was done by, it was a total career shift formed by the very capable JM. Now, what happened is that this person, JM, assessed her circumstances. She looked at where she was within her career. She says, you know, I love what I'm doing. But JM is very bright, very sharp, and able to handle more than one venture. In fact, she's got to handle two or three ventures at any given time in her bizarre life. And
yes.
Truly it is. And so JM then assessed this, and she said, what I need to do is get into this new profession. Now, the trouble is, this new profession is one that demanded her doing some study. And So JM looked at her scholarship. Everyone else taking the study for this thing, as a hint, it was not dental hygienist. she didn't want to marry a dentist. So anyway, she took this. She signed up. She had been in this trade before. And from age 19, she was one of the top talents in it. So she knew she had the ability. She knew she had the strength. But listen to how it went on. The course comes. JM sits there, front row, eyes boring a hole through the teacher, soaking up every word she says. She never took a note. She never cracked a book. She found out then the break would come. And what she did was she would then meet with people outside and talk it over and talk it through the dialectic of dialogue. She found this out. All right. The result? She didn't take notes. Now, I have known JM. You can't get her to write. It is like trying to find honesty in Congress. It is just against the grain. She could give you the greatest ideas in the world, but if you ask her to write it down, she has about as much intelligence as the person who said, I want to be your education president. In other words, she knew what she could do and should do and how to do it. So she listened to the teacher and took her knowledge from there. Listen to it all. And she worked, as I say, through the dialectic of talking with other people, and she taught the other students in this sort of heavy cigarette-smoked forum.
What a story.
Aristotle would have been proud. Long story short, what happened? She got the highest marks in the class in this. Why? Because she used her strength of how to perform her career. And I bring that up to you because there was only one other person who got a mark as high as hers, and that person cracked every book, took every note. In other words, where's your strengths? What's yours? So in your career, find not just what you're strong at, but how you can adapt it to you. Make the hammer to fit your hand, not vice versa.
That's a great story, and that is very, very, very true. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Tell us.
And by the way, that is true because the person involved is Jeannie Murphy.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was very, very fun. I have to be honest with you. I'm sitting here listening to him talk about this story, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe how much you've listened to the details of the story. I'm like, what? That's so great. Yeah, but it is interesting because I you know what? When you're doing things like, you know, my public relations work, celebrating 10 years and everything. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden you get to this point where it's like, I just want something else. I want something else. Mm-hmm. And I thought about something that I love doing, which is real estate. And so it was just kind of funny. It was absolutely completely out of the blue. And you're just to correct the story, there was one person that was higher than myself and the person that we tied with.
You
with
steal
the highest.
My parts.
No, it was awesome. No, but it, you know what, to be honest with you, I made a decision before I went into the class.
Okay.
That I knew, and it was actually because I talk about this all the time with Bart, with my clients, Ann Thornton, everybody. When I'm with them, sometimes I feel even bad because I don't take notes, but I've learned over the years that it is really true that I'm better off not taking notes. I realized it. I made a deal with myself when I walked in. I'm like, I'm not going to take any notes because when I'm listening, I'm better off than when I'm writing. So that was the only, So that was kind of funny that it ended up that way, but the point being that it, you're funny that you shared that story. I can't believe you remember the details. And yes, thank you for... Well, it's a great story, actually.
See, for me, it's absolutely the opposite. For me, writing is like marriage. I do it without thinking. And so for me, I will sit down and write an entire... I will sit down and interview you for an article. I will write the whole thing out. And what happens is the hand-eye and the mind have made it so I don't even have to go back and look at the notes. That's me.
That is so envious, though, just because when you were talking about doing over 10,000 stories or 100 a year and everything, and I'm sitting there thinking, what if you have like a – what is it called? A writer block, and you have a deadline due. Like, what do you do? But not to get off course, but you said you know yourself so well that when you're interviewing someone, your mind's already handling the process for you because you've got it down.
Yeah. I have my own ways. There's – I even know one writer, very famous mystery writer, who hired a writer's block coach. But for me, what I do is I thumb through quotations, and I start running through, and sometimes one-liners, jokes. But I thumb through quotations because you get little bits of wisdom that come in, and they just sort of stir the pot. That's me. But one thing I would like to talk about is if we are going to talk about careers, there is another thing, and that is this is one of my great brainstorms, but I am so passionate about it, and that is
we logged out. Let's go to a break real quick. Hold on, I want to hear what you got to say. One sec. I don't know.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
All right, we're back to the show. We had some technical difficulty there. I don't know what happened, actually. But I was just talking with my guest, Bart Jackson. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. And you were getting ready to talk about careers.
Yes, it is wonderful. Technology works about as well as my brother-in-law, which is why we have some trouble with it. Nonetheless, I wanted to talk to you about one of the things that I put when I was doing CEO of Yourself. I studied a lot of people in there. We have a chapter called The Call of Career, and I looked at people who had done wonderful things with their careers, and I've discovered a thread. And the thread is the people who open wide their careers, the people who expand their careers, they stop looking at it the way you're taught. You are taught, get your skill sets. I want to be an accountant, so therefore I get my accounting skills and I get that down. All right, so here's the story of a young lady. She was a dancer. She was a good dancer, so she came to New York to be a dancer. So she had the skill set of dancing. So she danced and danced and she danced and she practiced and she auditioned and she failed. So then she took another look. Aww. She looked at her, not at the skill sets of her career. She looked at the contribution. She says, what am I doing with all this? So Madonna then said, what I am doing is I am a provider of avant entertainment for the young set.
It's doing it again. I don't know why. Go ahead. Sorry. So it's Madonna, huh?
Yeah. So what she did was she then got herself a singing coach. She learned how to sing. She learned how to dance. She got into video. She put all these avenues together. She did lyrics. She did scripts. She did movies. Why? Because she looked not at the skills. She looked at the contribution she was making to the client, to society. So if you are that CPA, you are not someone who just does numbers. You are the financial advisor of that person. You can help them in every single aspect. Here's how to better do your inventory. Everything. That's all open to you. And so that's and I think hold
it's
that
a
up
great
to
story.
Madonna.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean,
because if Madonna were still dancing, she'd be nowhere.
That's interesting. And, very good point. Go ahead. Let's go. Now, you have much more to talk about, so I'm going to push it over to you so we don't run out of time.
Okay. Well, there is another thing. While you are with your career, this is what you want to do, there is another avenue that opens things up. And this always gets me. That is, you all have certain beliefs, things that you really feel strongly about. And what I think happens to a lot of people, they take their principles and they use this as sort of a limiting point for their career, rather than, well, I would only work for a company that's ethical, or I need to have someone who is this. They're trying to, they take what their principles are, what they believe in, and they sort of blend it. They blend it in a negative sense about what I won't do, so they make a sheep-goats division of the companies they'll work for. Actually, so let me tell you about Rob Woods.
Okay.
Rob Woods is up in Darwin. He is one of the most fascinating gentlemen you'll ever stumble across, but he started out as a master diver, whitewater raft guide, hiking guide, climbing guide, ran tours all over the world.
Wow.
And one day, he set down his beer, of which there had been many, many, one of the reasons I like him so much, is that he and said, you know, there's more to it than just taking tourist freight out here. This is something wonderful. This, I am taking them into the outdoors, and this is precious. This is an unequaled experience, a Teddy Roosevelt, John Muir moment. And so he then said, what I need to do is tell people, my principles are that we need to preserve this. His personal principles is that this is, that the outdoors was something sacred, and we are stewards, we need to preserve it. Okay, there's the principle. So what did this do? It opened up new avenues to him. So he started a company with his marvelous wife, Tracy, called Ethical Adventures. And he said, so instead of taking a tour bus full of people, he said, we have to discuss this. We have to do a tour in which we take them around, give them all the show them all the marvelous crocodiles and pythons and things that make Darwin, Australia, such an endearing, friendly, warm place. And he said, we are going to do this, but we take a maximum of six. He and when I went with him, there were just four of us and
wow.
Bob. And he went out and we discussed. Now, there was this couple, myself and my wife from America, and there was another couple from Sydney who were born and bred Australians. They talked about hunting kangaroos and they talked about the whole cultural milieu. Our half of that trip, half of the excitement of that, was the discussions of the people we met in this small group. Ethical Adventures, look up ethicaladventures.com and look that up and see that there is a man who said, my principles are going to move me forward. One more quick one that is just a very dear friend of mine. That if you have a mission, if you have a goal, a principle, a mission of yourself, you can be like Jock Howard. Jock Howard has Trenton 365 Radio. He started it out, and he just brought it to light, all these marvelous polls. Here's an artist. You know, here's a singer. Here's a dancer. You know, here's an honest politician. Cast that one in bronze. Anyway, he then said, no, what I'm going to do, what I need to do, is to help Trenton revitalize itself. So he now uses that. That is his mission. He blends that in with his show. It's part of it. It gives him personal vigor. 70 countries all over the world tune in to find out what this little capital city is doing and what's going on. Why?
Wow.
Because of a principle.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm sorry. I froth on about that, but believe it.
Your passion shows everywhere. Yes. Tell us more. I love your stories.
Oh, gosh. Well, all right. And the other thing is when you are thinking about your career, that is what you want to do with this life, and also what you have to do. I will say one thing. I'm talking about career as a vast amount of choices. One of the things that we all get down to it is there comes a point where you've got to pay the rent, you've got to put food in your kid's mouth, and you have to make sure that you've got shelter and clothes. So once you've got something beyond that, you can make a choice. Up until that, you take what is nearest and strongest. And I'm not denying that is a lot of people. And so, again, so look at your career. If your career must first and foremost involve feeding you, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But then supposing you look at your career, we've talked about looking at it as a contribution you make. Look at it from customer-centric. That is, what do the people, rather than Madonna who said, I provide for these people, look at and say, what do these people need and want? And my greatest example of this is a gentleman named Albert Schweitzer. Albert was the foremost theologian, one of the foremost theologians in Europe. He came as a missionary. He wanted to be that. And he was a great organ player, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. And so what he did was he lands down in Gabon and in Africa, or he thought he was looked at it. And he looked at it, and he looked at it, and he says, oh, okay, I'm going to be a missionary, but I better change my bloody mission. Why? Because here's what the people need. So he went and got himself a medical degree. And now, how many theologians would switch and get a medical degree?
Incredible.
All through that, and everyone was saying, why are you doing this for? Well, he got it. When he arrived there, he was able to set up a hospital. And by the way, he used his writing and his organ playing concerts to pay for the
medical career,
the medical
and the building and the hospital
that he put up.
Yeah.
Why? Because this is what the customer needed.
Isn't that something?
So think about this the way you would do it.
I remember seeing a quote. I think he said it. It was in my house when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Albert Schweitzer said, "Example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing." Did you ever hear that before?
No, I haven't. But that's really true.
Example is not the main thing; it's the only thing.
Because what you can, that all of us are greater than any one of us, and if you can influence other people, my wife's husband once said that one ambitious, powerful, but determined person can climb the highest mountain, but one compassionate fellow, with all his friends beside him, can move it. Anyway,
nice.
There's one. Now, here's one I want you to do. This is one that this is important because it's something that we all fall into. Today's business trend, the big thing in business trend, start your own company. Everybody's got to be an entrepreneur. Everyone, they're incubating entrepreneurs and go out and start your own company and so forth. Four out of five, by the way, will fail. However, when I talk to top CEOs, they're usually on their fifth career, or top entrepreneurs that are, quote, skyrocket successful. It's usually their fifth company, so figure it out. But my point is, now, some people have to be entrepreneurs. They cannot work for anyone else. Your husband married someone like that.
Yes, that'd be me.
And some people literally need that.
I wish I'd needed that.
Don't you feel that is true? Yeah. You have to make this choice about whether you're an entrepreneur or a salaried person, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but it's
well, why do you have to be an entrepreneur?
I'm just so used to it. My whole entire life, mm-hmm. I have always been in the business of myself kind of thing. Like if it was my family's business or if it was real estate or if it's public relations. And I'm just so used to it that it's like a square peg. Mm-hmm. Like when I really, really, really do try really hard to fit in to a place. Right. But I just don't. And so I have to be an entrepreneur. And I usually have multiple different types of accounts because that's where I love to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to explain it. And my husband, again, you're right. He wants me to be a salaried employee. And I just can't do it.
Yeah, I think most people, one of the things is...
Well, wait, let me say one more thing. Colleen, my business partner, said one time, people will work 40 hours a week. Entrepreneurs will work 90 hours a week to avoid working 40.
Yeah.
I love that. It resonated with me completely.
Joe Kennedy, JFK's father, said, any man who works for top wages should consider himself a fool and a failure. Which is fine for the entrepreneur, particularly if you're a multimillionaire bootlegger like old Joe was. But the thing that really makes it...
I do have all the respect in the world, though, for anybody who can be in a... I can't even remember even in high school, just not because it's all back to me again or anything, but just saying. Even in high school, I was in the cooperative education program. Like I went to school half the day to get out. I got to get out of everywhere I go. I'm like at some kind of OCD or something. I got to get out. But I also, even working there, I worked at the bank and it was like the hours were like short time, but I could never fit into... I could never follow whatever was required. I cannot follow rules. That's my problem.
No.
So anyway, that's right. But I know a lot of entrepreneurs can.
I think
can.
That clearly points to a political career for you.
It is not about me. I'm only saying, just because you brought it up. But the truth is, seriously, like I do, my husband, he's an employee. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's a corporate person.
Yeah.
And you could never try to make him into an entrepreneur. He just doesn't understand it. So I completely get it. It's like no judgment. It's just different type people.
Well, I think one thing that really... and again, do not shame yourself whichever way you want to go, please. But if you have, for instance, a great level of expertise and you just find that what you really, really want to do is that expertise, then there is a great freedom in being the salaried employee. I don't have to worry about finding clients,
awesome.
About hustling, trade, about all the other detritus. And and you can say, well, I can form a corporation and get someone to do it for it. You can be an employee.
Especially in the cultures.
Employees.
Yeah, especially in like we were talking about the millennials and so on that are able to know what they do and they want to go with it for as long as they can. And there are so many great jobs in this culture nowadays, like if they show the Google type things or whatever, where that they've got these awesome places to work and there's nowhere to go but up. You know, that's the perfect thing.
And I will say, now to give the old folks a their due, there is something that the older generation does realize that I think the younger one is not quite catching on to. And it's what I call the educational trap.
Okay.
And this is, I believe in education, but I'm going to preface that by saying I went to college And I want you all to know that America's colleges are not designed to make you a richer paycheck. Mm-hmm. They are designed to make you a richer person. I went to college with that in mind. I wanted to be a richer person.
That's awesome. And that is great.
This was
very,
what I
very
set my
important
mind
clarification.
And mm-hmm. I was very fortunate in that. Not having any talent at all whatsoever, someone said to me, you know, if you don't have any, what you should do is find people who do have talent and write about them. So I did, and I made a trade. But the deal is...
Is that true? No.
Oh,
but it's funny, I love it because it is what you did, and it is what you do.
I
like it.
Most of the things I tell my wife, but it's... nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's... I really feel... that education is fine. But, you know, there's sort of a lip service saying that corporations are using now, and that is hire for character, train for skills. And the truth is, when you go for a job, they're looking at you. They want to know. Now, sadly, there are many slot-filling jobs, and particularly the computer fill-out. This is, I am an online... I'm an online expert, and I said, oops, in our slot, we want a digital.
You're right, that's very true.
It's very sad.
It is, yeah.
The real truth is, though, when it gets to education, I'm going to tell you, this is another one of the stories.
This is
someone I know very well, and I'm going to call this person Rob Johnson, and that's not her name.
Okay.
This person was brilliant. Right out of school, he started working for one of the major lobbying firms in D.C. He took them to the highest level. Half the senators knew his name, and then he garnered a high seat on a presidential candidate bid. Someone was running, and then he turned his idealism toward alternative energy and just took off with that. And then all of a sudden. He started working for these alternative energy companies, some of which soar, 1 out of 10 soars, and a lot of them collapse. That's the way of the industry.
Right.
So this person worked for two of them, they collapsed, and he said, I've got to get some training. I've got to go back to school. And so this person went in and got jobs in marketing, and then got a master's in sort of the alternative energy engineering. I got these two things. And first of all, the person has absolutely no proclivity for engineering whatsoever. Secondly, he can't market worth nothing, no how. Just doesn't have it and doesn't understand it. But took the test and did the study and so forth. Has the degree, holds it up there. But the point is that I sometimes think that education is an escape. You are going to go for the job. You are going to find what you need along the way, the skills you need. This person needed something in the alternative energy field. You find one that fits it, and you better. Let me put it this way: if you're going to take out a year and a half for a master's degree, I will bet you 10 cents of my very own money that given that same year and a half, you could hustle around and find a company that wanted what you've already got. And what skills you could grab on the fly.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. I'm going to let us go to a quick break here. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest is Bart Jackson in studio today on Talented People. We're just going to go to a quick break. It's already, can you believe it's already 3:50?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
basement to the attic. You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is
good. All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with my guest, Bart Jackson. What were we going to say?
I was going to say that this is always a kick. I always love coming on this show. Mm-hmm. And because you have so many ways to bring out people when you talk to them.
Aw, yeah, thanks.
You have charm, and I have half of a wit, so it's
definitely have
keep
wit.
Going with that. And I think that I just wanted to sort of talk a little bit to sort of as we're coming toward the end here. I wanted to talk about what is you know your career. Your career is for 95% of the people listening here.
Okay,
your career is something that your mother and father told you to go out and get. And with that, usually, and this is sadly the way it so often happens, they say, son, you can be anything you want to be, and here's what you want to be. And one of my favorite stories is about someone who, a young woman, two young women who were horseback riding. We have a horse farm near us, and they're riding.
Okay.
One mother says very quickly, my daughter is, Janine is going to go off and, we have her in advanced placement chemistry and advanced placement English and advanced placement biology. What is your daughter doing this year? And Marianne, bless her, turns and says, well, you know, Julia's always liked wildflowers. I think she's going to go back and pick a lot of wildflowers this summer. And this hover
oh, yeah.
mom couldn't
you can't imagine.
Mom, couldn't,
oh, yeah. my gosh. Yeah.
But career, it comes from a Latin word, the same root as cart. It comes from, meaning vehicle, meaning it is a vehicle for what you've got and what you want to carry through life.
Interesting.
So when you're looking for your career, why not take with it the whole you, not the shark fin soup? I mentioned this in CEO of Yourself.
Yeah, I want you to talk about the book. You only have a few minutes.
All right. Well, basically, CEO of Yourself is a book that is going to help you get down to the business of a more fulfilling life. In essence, who is on your board, chair in your whole life? Fate, circumstance. That's who hands you what you've got. You were born with one arm. You were born with a great intellect. Whatever it is, you've got it. You are the chief executive officer. You take what's dealt you and you do it and handle it in the best way. And CEO of Yourself is going to help you handle what fate hands you a little better and with a lot more fun. And it's not easy. We bring in such things as it's going to help you build the character you want to be. How would you like to be a self that you really, really like? There's something. How would you like to start seeing all the choices and say, I have all these choices to make, not have them made for me?
That's right.
I mean, this is, you'd love to be as
well. What about, tell everybody, how do you go about getting the CEO of Yourself book?
You can find it on bartsbooks.com. That's bartsbooks.com.
Along with all those other
you can
awesome
find
books.
It. And it's in Amazon and it's in bookstores and you can find it through there. And you can, if you want to read a little bit more about it, it's probably best to go to the site because there's some write-ups about it.
So just one more minute. I love the part where you're talking about taking the inventory of yourself. So
oh, yes.
Tell us about that for 1 minute. And you have to get a copy of this book, The CEO of Yourself. Go ahead. By Bart Jackson.
Yourself is marvelous. If you don't think you're marvelous, you're either not looking in all the rooms of your house or you're sitting under the shadow of somebody who is giving you directions that you shouldn't be taking. You have so many assets. That find your strengths, and there's two assets that you have that you're probably going to forget. Number one, your emotions. Your emotional power is great. Spock is a loser. Use your emotions. Number two, everybody else out there. The casual acquaintances you meet feeding you information, your close friends who are willing to help you, and if you want to get them to help you, let them see you inspired and sweating over a project. They will step in.
Absolutely. I love the book. Again, it's The CEO of Yourself. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Last words. Those were pretty, pretty powerful there. You've got another 30 seconds.
All right. I will I'll end it up with the – I often end with this, and as a parting shot in the words of my wife's husband, never underestimate the power of a handwritten thank you note. And also, do not forget to thank yourself. Carpe diem, my friend, you are worth it.
Oh, thank you for being here. Words of wisdom again from Bart Jackson. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for watching Talented People.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall along the Florida Panhandle Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane had winds of 155 miles an hour. FEMA Director Brock Long had a message for those who decided to ride the storm out.
Then there are those who chose to stay behind, and unfortunately, first responders may not be able to go in and rescue those who dial 911 at this point.
President Trump directed the EPA to craft a regulation that would allow for sales of E15 year-round. It's currently prohibited and only available during the summer months due to air pollution and concerns. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue on what this means.
He committed to protect the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standards, which provides for ethanol to be used, a clean burning fuel, giving customers more choices, and that's what he's doing. He's wanted to do this, for several months, but he wanted to balance out the needs of the smaller refineries as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccines subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.